Thank you, dear Chair. Distinguished committee members, Your Excellency, esteemed delegation, I would like to extend a warm welcome to the esteemed delegation from Nepal for being here with us today in this meaningful dialogue. I would also like to recognize the outstanding contribution of our esteemed colleague, Mr. Branda, and the committee efforts that have been ongoing and continue to make a difference. Your Excellency, agriculture contributes to one-third of Nepal GDP. 74% of women are employed in agriculture, nearly twice the average female workforce participation in South Asia. That is 39%, if I'm not mistaken. However, policymaking, decision-making, budget allocations, and land ownership within the sector remain mainly men-dominated. While 34.4% of women own agriculture land, they often lack actual control over it. Among that 62% of households engaged in agricultural work, 32% are headed by women. Despite their significant role in the sector, reports indicate that most agricultural tools are designed for men, leaving women without access to appropriate tools and technology that could reduce time and physical strength. Furthermore, women face limited access inputs, resources, credit, land extension services, and training, partly due to the lower number of female extension workers. While I commend the Nepal efforts have been made to support rural women through various initiatives like the President's Women Empowerment Program, SARMIDI, educational and training opportunities, as well as the efforts to increase women's involvement in decision-making through cooperatives, women's groups, and or community organizations. However, ensuring the sustainability of these programs is essential, particularly in rural areas where women face significant challenges, including limited access to education, health care, and financial resources. While the government has introduced measures to grant land ownership rights to women through exceptions and registration, cultural and social barriers may still prevent some women from fully benefiting from these rights. Can esteemed delegation kindly clarify how have the specific needs of rural women been addressed in land allocation, food security, climate change, and disaster mitigation policies, programs, and decision-making process? What measures have been implemented to ensure equal access to credit and other forms of financial support for women, and how are efforts being made to enhance their financial literacy and awareness? What initiatives are in place to conduct research and to develop women-friendly agricultural technologies and tools that reduce physical labor and time poverty among women farmers? What plans exist to establish local-level information and learning centers for rural women to enhance their understanding of key policies, programs, and development plans? What has been the impact of these empowering programs like SARMIDI in narrowing the gender gap in rural employment and economic participation, especially in households living below the poverty line? What steps are being taken to address regional disparities that may impact women's ability to benefit from these programs? Indigenous women make up 36% of Nepal's female population, representing a significant demographic. However, reports show that they face triple discrimination as women, as indigenous people, and as indigenous women. Indigenous women, girls, and indigenous women with disabilities remain largely invisible as well. The National Human Rights Commission of Nepal has expressed concern about the lack of specific recognition of indigenous women and indigenous women with disabilities in national policies, highlighting the barriers they face in fully exercising their rights compared to women from dominant caste groups. Indigenous women experience greater exclusion and discrimination due to their constitutional non-recognition. What is the current status of the implementation of CEDAW, concluding observation 2018, in amending the Constitution to align with the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People? What measures have been taken to collect disaggregated data by sex, ethnicity, geographical location, and other relevant factors to fully understand the status and challenges of Indigenous women and girls? What plan exists to clear recognize Indigenous women as a distinct group in laws and policies, ensuring their meaningful representation, participation, and targeted action to address their unique vulnerabilities and exclusion? What steps have been taken to secure indigenous women's access and control over agricultural land, forest, fisheries, and their customary traditional occupational and livelihood? What measures are being planned to ensure climate justice for indigenous women living in climate vulnerable areas? Dalits are one of the caste groups in Nepal, traditionally regarded as the so-called lower or oppressed caste within the four-fold Hindu caste hierarchy. Approximately 1.6 million Dalits reside across all 77 districts of Nepal. What measures have been implemented to ensure the effective enforcement of the caste-based discrimination and untouchability offense and punishment, Article 211? What have been the effects of these measures on changing attitudes toward Dalit women? What steps are planned to increase the accountability of police, law enforcement authorities, and justice mechanism to protect the victims of caste-based discrimination from fear, social pressure, and political interference, and to ensure proper reparations for them?
Thank you. Thank you very much.